This is the reading for May 20th. Psalm 140. Lord, rescue me from evil people. Protect me from cruel people who make evil plans, who always start fights. They make their tongues sharp as a snake's. Their words are like snake poison. Lord, guard me from the power of wicked people. Protect me from cruel people who plan to trip me up. The proud hid a trap for me. They spread out a net beside the road. They set traps for me. I said to the Lord, "You are my God. Lord, listen to my prayer for help. Lord God, my mighty Savior, you protect me in battle. Lord, do not give the wicked what they want. Don't let their plans succeed, or they will become proud. Those around me have planned trouble. Now let it come to them. Let burning coals fall on them. Throw them into the fire or into pits from which they cannot escape. Don't let liars settle in the land. Let evil quickly hunt down cruel people. I know the Lord will get justice for the poor and will defend the needy in court. Good people will praise his name. Honest people will live in his presence." 2 Samuel chapter 9. David asked, "Is anyone still left in Saul's family? I want to show kindness to that person for Jonathan's sake." Now there was a servant named Ziba from Saul's family. So David's servants called Ziba to him. King David said to him, "Are you Ziba?" He answered, "Yes, I am your servant." The king asked, "Is anyone left in Saul's family? I want to show God's kindness to that person." Ziba answered the king, "Jonathan has a son still living who is crippled in both feet." The king asked Ziba, "Where is this son?" Ziba answered, "He is at the house of Machir, son of Amiel, in Lodabar." Then King David had servants bring Jonathan's son from the house of Machir, son of Amiel, in Lodabar. Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son, came before David and bowed face down on the floor. David said, "Mephibosheth." Mephibosheth said, "I am your servant." David said to him, "Don't be afraid. I will be kind to you for your father Jonathan's sake. I will give you back all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." Mephibosheth bowed to David again and said, "You are being very kind to me, your servant, and I am no better than a dead dog." Then King David called Saul's servant Ziba. David said to him, "I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You, your sons, and your servants will farm the land and harvest the crops. Then your family will have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, will always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Ziba said to King David, "I, your servant, will do everything my master the king commands me." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table as if he were one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah. Everyone in Ziba's family became Mephibosheth's servants. Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem because he always ate at the king's table, and he was crippled in both feet. 2 Samuel chapter 10. When Nahash, king of the Ammonites, died, his son Hanan became king after him. David said, "Nahash was loyal to me, so I will be loyal to his son Hanan." So David sent his messengers to comfort Hanan about his father's death. David's officers went to the land of the Ammonites, but the Ammonite leaders said to Hanan, their master, "Do you think David wants to honor your father by sending men to comfort you?" No, David sent them to study the city and spy it out and capture it. So Hanan arrested David's officers. To shame them, he shaved off half their beards and cut off their clothes at the hips. Then he sent them away. When the people told David, he sent messengers to meet his officers because they were very ashamed. King David said, "Stay in Jericho until your beards have grown back, then come home." The Ammonites knew that they had insulted David, so they hired 20,000 Aramean foot soldiers from Beth, Rehob, and Zobah. They also hired the king of Maacah with 1,000 men and 12,000 men from Tob. When David heard about this, he sent Joab with the whole army. The Ammonites came out and prepared for battle at the city gate. The Arameans from Zobah and Rehob and the men from Tob and Maacah were out in the field by themselves. Joab saw that there were enemies both in front of him and behind him. So he chose some of the best soldiers of Israel and sent them out to fight the Arameans. Joab put the rest of the army under the command of Abishai, his brother. Then he sent them out to fight the Ammonites. Joab said to Abishai, "If the Arameans are too strong for me, you must help me. Or if the Ammonites are too strong for you, I will help you. Be strong. We must fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what he thinks is right. Then Joab and the army with him went to attack the Arameans, and the Arameans ran away. When the Ammonites saw that the Arameans were running away, they also ran away from Abishai and went back to their city. So Joab returned from the battle with the Ammonites and came to Jerusalem. When the Arameans saw that Israel had defeated them, they came together into one big army. Hadadezer sent messengers to bring the Arameans from east of the Euphrates River, and they went to Helam. Their leader was Shobach, the commander of Hadadezer's army. When David heard about this, he gathered all the Israelites together. They crossed over the Jordan River and went to Helam. There the Arameans prepared for battle and attacked him. But the Arameans ran away from the Israelites. David killed 700 Aramean chariot drivers and 40,000 Aramean horsemen. He also killed Shobach, the commander of the Aramean army. When the kings who served Hadadezer saw that the Israelites had defeated them, they made peace with the Israelites and served them. And the Arameans were afraid to help the Ammonites again.